having so much fun on a radio show.
Fun within prescribed limits.
Live from the Nashville Sports Radio Studios.
The government and parents everywhere, they tried to ban it.
Welcome back to the George Plaster Show.
He's a fine man.
He's a great broadcaster.
Brought to you by Bart Durham Injury Law. Call George now at 615-844-5600 and online at WNSR.com.
He's a very powerful guy.
And now, here's the man, the myth, the legend, George Plaster.
The 3 o'clock hour is going to be hopping. In just about 5 minutes, Danny Evans will join us, and we'll get into some great baseball talk. First, I want to go back through the story that is starting to run through all of the news cycles that are out there. The Big Ten deciding, I don't know, 30, 45 minutes ago that a conference-only season for all sports in the fall, including football, is the most likely outcome. They're going to apparently announce this sometime later this afternoon. Our man on the scene of all of this, former NC State, former MTSU athletic director, and former chairman of the NCAA Men's Basketball Selection Committee, Lee Fowler, joins us by phone. Lee, that does sound better than George's color analyst from the past.
Well, George, it's hard to overcome the height that I had achieved in early sports career by being your color analyst for a year.
So, on the surface, this sure looks like a four-corner stall where the Big Ten and maybe the rest of them are saying, we need about four more weeks to figure this out and see if there's any chance this can happen in the fall. Are you going with that?
Yeah, I mean, especially coming a day after the Ivy League, I can understand that they would want that to hang in the air for a week or so with all the people that are going to be talking about it, that they should have, they shouldn't have, and all that. So I'm sure they're trying to still say, we're planning on playing, just like the NBA and the rest of them are, moving down that road. So I think that's what you're getting out of the Big Ten, and the Big Ten probably jumped out, told the rest of them they were going to do that, and so you'll probably see other leagues saying the same thing, or maybe not, just so they have somebody out there that's making the statement that they're going to play in the fall.
But you would, if you were going to put money on it, you think the other parts of the Power Five do go along with this, or do you think there's a dissenter or two who says, uh-uh?
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll all try to go along with it, but they don't need to say they're going to do it right now, I don't think, and all, a week or two to see how things are going. But I think all the Power Five want to do the exact same thing if they can. So that kind of throws out any guarantee games and games that may be played before conference for anybody, I think. And so they're looking at a shorter time period, a later start, so it gives them a little more time to make the final decision. So basically kicking a can down the road and don't have to make those decisions now quite as early as they did before.
Where does this leave a Notre Dame who has, I think, kind of in a snotty way over the years, said we're a little too good for a conference?
Well, they'll be along with ACC because they play five games in that league, and I think that they'll, maybe play some Pac-10, Pac-12 schools and that kind of stuff. So I think that they'll be right in with the big five. But as we talked yesterday, it's a lot leaves to be done because of the virus. But I knew that it would put a lot of pressure on them if somebody didn't do something in the opposite direction quickly, and I think that's what the Big Ten has done.
Terry, you got anything for Lee? You got one good question?
Well, just wanted to know. I mean, I think you covered a lot of the bases there, and I think we're all kind of shell-shocked a little bit by this, but I think it's probably been coming for a while. Lee, what do you think happens with the Big Ten going to conference games only? What's the biggest effect that this has on the non-Power Five conference teams that go to these places early in the year for a big payday?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you basically have – they're probably realizing today they probably aren't going to play those games in any league. So therefore, that won't happen. So that takes away some revenue for that next five group, and even some 1AA schools that are probably going to play for $500,000 or $600,000 in early games. So, you know, I think it basically, it's that next step we've talked about the last 3 or 4 weeks. It's now, it's only conference now. If that doesn't work, it's going to be conference only in the spring. So I think they've made that decision now that's going to be conference only. And I think it'll remain conference only if they don't play in the fall and have to move it to the spring.
And Lee, what kind of impact could this have on independents such as Notre Dame in this whole thing?
Well, Notre Dame will try to play. You know, they have five games every year in the ACC. So, you know, they will try to get a schedule of eight at least. But, you know, we haven't even talked about this, but it's going to affect all the bowl games and all that sort of stuff. So I think this is more about trying to play football games and getting your TV revenue from your conference packages as much as it is about a national championship and those sort of things. This is all about trying to get some revenue in the door by playing your conference games.
Lee, on short notice, I appreciate the update.
Well, thank you, George, and y'all have a good day.
Lee Fowler joining us on really short notice to talk about the news. The Big Ten deciding it's conference only. Let me again repeat, this doesn't guarantee that anything's going to happen. Right now, it doesn't look real good for anything, but it does look like about a four-week stall where, as we expect the rest of the conferences to kind of follow suit, that they would all sit there and say, okay, now we've got till about mid to late August before we have to finally pull the trigger once and for all. We'll see how it all works out. Danny Evans joins us for his weekly visit. Danny, what's going on in Colorado?
George, a nice day here, as always in the summertime. No humidity. I'm sure there's no humidity there either. And I heard you talk to my buddy Dave Dombrowski earlier.
I sure did. Man, it was, you know, it dawned on me, something got said about the White Sox, and I was like, wait a minute. They worked together. And so I just threw that out to him at the end.
Yes, we did. We worked together for about 5.5 years. So it was a wonderful guy, one of the really great mentors I had early in my career.
He said to say hello to you. Since we're on that subject, he became a great general manager. Danny, what was his biggest strength?
His biggest strength was his work ethic and his intelligence and also his ability, and I learned this from him early on, he's a great listener. And he knew he wasn't the smartest baseball guy in the room, so he listened to the scouts and listened to the instructors. The other thing is, and it aggravated me at first, but then I realized it was great, he started to skip lunch one year and took Spanish lessons at lunchtime. And suddenly in spring training, he was able to communicate with all the Latin American players. And it was a brilliant move on his part. And one of the things that David specialized throughout his career was the Latin American signings and international signings. And one of the things that he did was he was able to communicate directly with them. And that was a big step early in his career.
What a cool story. Tell me, before we get into other stuff, I guess it's now official, White Sox, St. Louis Cardinals for the Field of Dreams game?
Yeah, we're excited, George. The game's on. They're finishing up the field and the stadium. And as I've said to you throughout this process, Major League Baseball never stopped construction of the ballpark and never gave me or our group any indication that they were going to halt the game. So the game is a Fox national broadcast, and candidly, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, the White Sox, I spent 19 years of my career there, so it's a lot of fun for me to have two charter members of their respective leagues playing at the Field of Dreams in about 6 weeks. I'm looking forward to it.
Danny, I'm about to throw an absolute bomb in your direction. So let me explain up front, because you have no idea this is coming.
Let me warn my dog.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So the latest in a series of moves that has a Vanderbilt Athletic fan wondering what level of stomach do they have for intercollegiate athletics came a couple of days ago when the university basically fired the entire athletic media relations staff, told them that would it all be taken to what is Kirkland Hall, which is, you know, the big, all the big wigs in the university, that's where they all are, and that these people would be allowed to, what's the word I'm looking for? That they would be allowed to apply for the jobs that they had just gotten fired for. And it's just the latest in a series of things that's very depressing to a Vanderbilt fan. And a lot of us that have cared, we don't know where the hell it's all going. Here's what I want to know. Tim Corbin is a smart guy. And over the last few days and perhaps weeks, he has got to be saying to himself, what have I signed up for? He's the one program excelling at a very high level. None of the rest that really matter, football, basketball, women's basketball, are getting anything done. I guess what I want to know is, if a major league team were smart and they're reading the tea leaves, I've got to believe that right now would be the time to approach Tim Corbin and say, hey, would you like to come work in some capacity in our organization? How do you think major league franchises view him when it comes to that kind of thing?
Well, George, first of all, the coronavirus has adversely affected everybody. I mean, there is, you know, Vanderbilt's not unique. They're not on an island. There are so many businesses, universities throughout the world that are experiencing hemorrhaging when it comes to this. And it's a shame. I hate to see the media relations people go because they become a tremendous conduit of information for their group. When it comes to Tim Corbin, he is recognized as not only one of the best coaches in the country, but also one of the best communicators, one of the great minds, a fabulous recruiter, and an absolutely awesome individual. And I think the people that have interacted with him and know of him will always speak highly of him. It would be impossible for you to speak negative of such a high-quality human being. I mean, he's about as good as there is in the game. Part of the problem is we've got the virus going on, and a lot of teams have furloughed people. A lot of teams have literally let their player development staffs go. They've downsized their scouting. So it might be a difficult time for anyone in the game to jump in and take a job. But I'll tell you one thing. That would be, you know, if any time Kim decided, and I'm certainly not wishing this to happen to the Vanderbilt program because I think it's a model program, but if he ever wanted to leave the collegiate game and get into the pro game, there'd be a number of people interested. But I don't want to start rumors, George, but I'll tell you what, some reputations are earned and some are built. His has been built and it has been earned. And once you have a great reputation in the game, there's always somebody who would have some interest. The timing just might not be right across the board.
Danny, as you watch what's going on with the baseball teams reporting to their home stadiums, and now MLS has, you know, begun their tournament, even though Nashville pretty much got thrown out of it. They and Dallas were the two that got thrown out. Are you encouraged by what you're seeing as far as baseball and their protocols? Not encouraged? Kind of tell me where you are on all this.
Encouraged and a bit surprised at the compliance by the athletes. There hasn't been the contrarian outburst that we heard during the negotiations. George, their plan, and I've seen it because of our game, their plan is extensive and it's incredible. It's like 140 pages and it's really well produced. And I think the teams, aside from a bump that we had over the holiday weekend with some missed tests because of deliveries, I think all in all, they've been good. And George, you know, the testing has been extensive, and the positives have been below the national norms. The HIPAA rules being what they are, you know, some teams have handled that better than others in terms of positive tests and guys coming out and saying, yes, they were positive. In other cases, guys not wanting it to be out. But I am encouraged. The thing is, right now, this is not, you know, July 24th. And that's what we're starting to look at. We're starting to look as a game as how is it going to be when the teams start, you know, interacting, when the teams start traveling, their environment is not as controlled. I am optimistic, and I'm optimistic because I think baseball's done a really good job at educating. You know, the trainers are focused on doing everything right, and it seems as though they've gotten it right thus far, and I'm really proud of that. The thing, George, that really I think I'm insulted by people who don't wear masks because it's about we, not me. And when you see players, when you see catchers going through drills with their masks on, that for me is just a reminder in society, hey, come on, you know, protect the rest of us and wear your mask. And I think baseball in an interesting way has really made it pretty clear that the general public should be following the same protocol and criteria that the players are going through.
Danny, I'm going to ask you one opt-out question, and then we'll go to the break. Terry and Jack will get involved. We'll do some phone calls later in the hour. Everybody is saying the right things when a player opts out. Number one, do you think that we're done with the opt-outs? If they were going to opt out by now, they would have said it. And number two, behind closed doors, are things a little more heated for a player who decides to opt out?
Haven't heard that, George. And I haven't heard that, which really intrigues me and makes me feel good about the game, because everybody's got their own appetite for risk. And the more risk-averse players, people with family, with anti-immune problems within their family structure or themselves, I think people get that. This virus is so much bigger than baseball. This virus is so much bigger than, you know, whether you're going to play or not for 60 games. And I think that's compounded by the social problems that we have right now with the Black Lives Matters, with the protest movement across the country. We're at a real heightened time in our country, and I think people are recognizing that in terms of priorities, baseball is not number one, and it's probably not number two. And George, to finish, I don't think we're done. I think we're going to have more players opt out between now and opening day and perhaps into the season just because of the compromise, perhaps because of situations they encounter, maybe issues at home. I don't think we're done yet. I think we're going to see some more.
Okay, Danny, we'll get back to you here in a couple of minutes. Terry McCormick and Jack Gentry will get that started. Want to talk to you about the folks at Jody Jones Dentistry. They're a fairly new sponsor on the show over the last month or so, but I've known Jody for years. He's been in the business for 22 years, and that sort of says something right there, because if you're in that long and you don't know what you're doing, you don't last 22 years. They specialize in things like cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching. They have a hygiene department with microscope technology. They've got a new facility with the absolute very latest technology. I was blown away several weeks ago. It was actually in the early spring before all of this hit that I toured his new facility, and I'll tell you, it got my attention. It's impressive. In particular, if you're new to town and you really don't have anybody that you've been dealing with, I'm going to give you a number and you can kind of take it from there. But if you want more info, simply go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com. To make an appointment or to find out more, simply call them at 615-259-5100. Again, 615 259-5100, located 55 Music Square East.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham, Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Summer is open, and Lowe's is home for the 4th of July. We're making backyards everywhere the best place to be this holiday, and we're starting from the ground up. Get 5 bags of premium mulch for $10. And for a finishing touch, get select annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $10. This year, we're home for the 4th. Visit Lowe's and make it the best it can be. Valid through 7/8 in-store only. While supplies last, selection varies by location, U.S. only, excluding Alaska and Hawaii.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kevin Harvick does it again, grabs his fourth win of the season, third career at Indianapolis. He goes back-to-back at that racetrack. Up next is Kentucky Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kevin Harvick, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Like us at facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
This is the George Plaster Show. Call now, 844-5600 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
.326, if you're just joining us, the Big Ten appears to be the first domino that has fallen in college football. They have announced within the last hour, or it's gotten out, that they're going to announce that their intention is to play conference games only, which appears to me to be sort of a four-corner stall to give them an extra 4 weeks or so before they have to make definitive decisions. Look for a lot of the other Power Fives to follow suit. Anyway, that's the big story that's going on. Our buddy Danny Evans is on the line. We're talking some baseball with him. Terry, what do you got for him?
Well, Danny, I'm going to go with my Yankees on the first question.
Oh, Lord.
I saw the hit that Masahiro Tanaka took the other day. Do you have any update as to how he's doing? And the Yankees were a team that overcame a lot of injuries last year to contend, and it seemed like that they were headed down that same path before everything was shut down in spring training. In some strange, odd kind of way, it seems like maybe they've healed up a little bit during this time off, and it might actually help them.
Terry, good insight. I think they got lucky. The the postponement of all the games during the coronavirus really gave them a chance to get healthy, and I think they're going to be a really tough team going in. Tanaka was hit by a line drive off the bat of Stanton. I was a little surprised. It was his first time facing live hitters in about 3 months, and they didn't use an L screen. And he got smoked. He got smoked on the right side of his head. It's a mild concussion. He should be okay. He's going through the concussion protocol right now, and I don't think there'll be any lingering issues. Tanaka's a absolute phenomenal pitcher. I saw him a lot in Japan all the way dating back to high school, but he appears though he's going to be okay, and knowing him like I do, he'll be absolutely fine for opening day. That's a long way away. He's just going to go through the concussion protocol and he'll be fine.
And then I'm going to go local here with the next question or two. Mookie Betts, obviously one of the most coveted free agents out there on the open market if we get to 2021 and he does not wind up signing an extension with the Dodgers. How much do you think this shutdown time and not being in a normal situation and getting to enjoy Los Angeles and enjoy Dodger Stadium as an atmosphere and all, how much do you think that hurts the Dodgers' chances of signing him long term, if at all?
First of all, he's one of the finest human beings I have ever met in baseball. He's an extraordinary person. The game's lucky to have a star like him in our midst. I think, sure, it's an issue not having 55,000 people to play in front of for 30 games. But I'll tell you what, there's a special nature about playing in Los Angeles. I experienced it as the general manager of the Dodgers. He's one of the most talented guys in the game on one of the best teams with one of the best managers. And I think, talent like his will always be coveted in the offseason. And I think Mookie Betts is going to have a terrific opportunity in the offseason to make a decision whether he wants to stay with the Dodgers or play for somebody else. And I know one thing, knowing Mookie Betts fairly well, Mookie Betts is not going to make his decision totally based on money. It's going to be fit. It's going to be character. It's going to be clubhouse. And I think the Dodgers are one of the better ones in the game.
And then my other question deals with his teammate, who's also from the mid-state area, David Price, one of the players who has opted out for 2020. Mm-hmm. With players who have opted out, are their contracts told until the next season, or are they, or do they still get paid as if they were playing? How has that worked, or is that something that has to be hashed out between the players and the players' association and the owners?
Another high-quality guy. I was around him with the Blue Jays. We traded for him, and he took us to the LCS. David is among that group of players. If they opt out because of COVID, they do not accrue Major League service time, which is a real important aspect of the whole situation. And his contract is basically neutered for the time being, where the rest of his deal is in place. But the 2020 portion of the contract is not nullified, but it's basically in limbo. And then in 2021, he has an opportunity to come back with everything in full effect. And that's something that was agreed upon by the players and the ownership groups back in March.
Jack?
Hey, Danny, before I get to you, there's some news that just came across in college football. Earlier we said that it was reported that the Big Ten was going to a conference-only football schedule. Well, the ACC is now expected to follow suit in that.
Monkey see, monkey do. Isn't it amazing?
The dominoes certainly are falling. All right, Danny, back to baseball. If the MLB season is interrupted by a coronavirus spike or something like that, is there a chance that they would maybe throw a week or 2 week break in the middle of the season, like a kind of artificial all-star break? Or is the condensed season schedule too fragile, and with the MLB's backs already up against the wall, that they might just shut the whole thing down?
Jack, an interesting question. We haven't the slightest idea what the virus is going to be like in the upcoming months. So I think, to speculate would be just not only dangerous, but it would be uneducated. We just don't have the data. We don't have the information. I think one thing baseball's done and done really well is they've interacted with their players quite well on what are you comfortable with and what are the protocols. And I think the protocols are in place for them to have substitutions should guys get ill, should they contract it, whether symptomatic or asymptomatic. And I just don't envision what you're talking about. I think the bigger question is, will we ever be comfortable in 2020 with fans in the stands? And I'm starting to think that might not be the case. But I think, you know, baseball's in a very precarious spot, other, you know, different than the other major sports, because the other major sports are in the middle of their seasons or towards the end. Baseball's just starting. So as a result, you know, there's some real complexities about what's going on and what could happen, because we have a more elongated schedule. And I think as a result, we're going to have to be able to adapt and compromise. And I think anybody with any rigidity going into 2020 is going to be, you know, badly upset, because this is going to be a season of having to compromise.
And in terms of opting out, Terry just mentioned David Price's name. Well, a couple Braves, a few Nationals, Ian Desmond, a bunch of those guys have already opted out. But with the season 2 weeks away, are the chances pretty high that we're going to see a few more names fall into that category?
Sure. Oh, yeah, no doubt. And I think, you know, as players talk to their families and talk to their own medical people and also look in the mirror a little bit. I mean, Mike Trout was quoted the other day saying he just isn't sure. His wife is expecting their first child, and there's a lot of guys who have a lot of things going on at home, pre-existing conditions existing. So as a result, I don't think we're done, and I don't blame them. If, you know, if you're uncomfortable, I don't know about you, Jack, but, you know, there's some situations I'll do right now, and there's others I won't. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you know, first and foremost, they're a human being. They're not just a robotic baseball player. So I don't find any fault with them at all, either questioning or having any trepidation about playing. I mean, this isn't one of those situations where you're any less of a person and your toughness is questioned. I think it's a matter of just what are you comfortable with and do you feel like continuing to play?
And I know most of these coronavirus questions aren't exactly fun, but a story came across in baseball news that caught my eye that made me smile a little bit. There were reports of an MLB All-Star type of game, a secret game, like on a sandlot field going down in Florida. Notable players played in it, such as Scherzer, Verlander, Stanton, and Goldschmidt. What's your take on a little secret sandlot game happening in Florida with some of baseball's biggest names?
Well, what happened there is their personal workout guy is a guy who's based in Worcester, Mass. And he is kind of the workout guru of Major League Baseball. I met him about 20 years ago, and Todd's one of the best people in the game when it comes to baseball shape and getting guys in that shape. And the people who work under him were the ones who participated in that game. And, you know, the games like that are fun to see. You see them once in a while in the off season, like you'll see them in Southern California in the off season because, you know, 30% of the guys live out there. But that game that was played was really played because all those guys are working out together during the off season.
Okay, let's do this at 3:37. We'll go ahead and go to the break. I've got a couple of phone lines available with a lot of different stuff going on. So I've got two open. If you have a question, a comment, whatever for Danny, go ahead and jump in now at 844-5600. Again, 844-5600. And if you'll do that, we'll get to you pretty quickly coming out of the break. Let's go ahead and go. You're listening to WNSR.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place with the best bowling, games, food and drink, and entertainment? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment is the answer. And with five centers in Middle Tennessee, there is a location near you. All open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Hermitage, and the Tusculum area. And enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville at Circus World, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, Time Freak, a laser maze, a virtual reality roller coaster, and an indoor bungee trampoline. Strike and Spare is expanding their Murfreesboro operations to the old Sears building in the Stones River Mall, with most of the attractions Hendersonville offers. Like them on Facebook for updates on the new Strike and Spare Murfreesboro. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are also the perfect place for your next gathering, from birthday parties to family reunions. For more information, visit strikeandspare.com. Remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give him a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR SkyCan forecast for this afternoon. Partly sunny with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, partly sunny with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. High around 90. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Jeff DeWitt.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Follow George Plaster on Twitter at GeorgePlasterTN. Now, back to the George Plaster Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
.341, and here we go. If you have not heard, the ACC apparently is going to follow right along with the Big Ten in sort of a monkey see, monkey do. The Big Ten earlier today announcing that they will only play conference games in football. Now, of course, none of us know whether any of this is going to happen, but it now appears that the ACC is going to jump right in with the Big Ten, and what it appears to be is a one-month stall that basically says, look, there's probably not going to be any college football in September, but it looks like they're wanting about 4 or 5 extra weeks to stall and see if this thing gets any better where they could actually pull it off. So we'll keep you updated on that as much as we can. Tony in Nolensville, say hello to Danny Evans.
George, first of all, thank you for letting me double dip today.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate it. I try not to do that often, but what a great show you're having today, like always.
Thank you.
Hello, Danny. It's good talking to you again.
What's up, Tony?
Annie, with it being a 60-game season, and I think most consensus is the Yankees and the Dodgers are going to be the premier teams possibly, who do you see as being a dark horse or a less talented team who could maybe overtake either one of those? And at the same time, do you think, of course, with a 60-game season, every game is technically going to be a playoff game or working towards the playoffs, a shortened season. Do you think the division races will come down to the wire on the last game in some, or do you think they'll be decided pretty quick? I'm going to hang up. I'm going to listen to your answer. It's good. Good talking to everybody again. Thanks, George.
Thanks, Tony.
Yeah, Tony, a bunch of questions. Number one, I think some of the divisional races will still have some spacing because an elite team or a team who got really hot will pull away. But I think in general, the playoff spots, the 10 playoff spots, will come down, I'm guessing, to the last weekend, and we may even see them coming down to the last day. I think it's too early to prognosticate the races. I'm not a Nostradamus, but I really think this is a matter of who came in good shape and who didn't. And there isn't a club in the game who's going to call out their players right now
right.
and say, hey, George Plaster didn't come in good shape, and Terry and Jack did. So what you're seeing is some starters going 2-3 in their initial practice games, and you're seeing some go 5. And this is what I talked about a couple weeks ago. You don't have enough time to rectify the wrongs during the break. So the teams that go into the third week of July with players that are still trying to get into shape, they've got a bit of an albatross on their hands because every game is worth 2.7 games right now. And I think, you know, more than ever, I'll be honest with you, Tony, I think you must get out to a good start. Regardless of your talent base, when you play 162, you can catch up. Look at Washington last year. But when you only play 60 and you only have 6 off days and your starters aren't at full throttle, it is going to be almost impossible to overcome a real adverse 10, 12, 15-game start. That's a fourth of the season. So as a result, getting out to a good start is going to be critical to your playoff hopes.
You know, as you sit here and say all that, managers may really play the game differently.
No doubt. George, I've talked to a couple, and a couple guys have some really interesting thoughts. One guy was saying, I'm going to have my number one guy out there as often as I can. And if I have to yank him once in a while a little early to bring him back on short notice, I'm going to. One guy was talking about just emptying the bullpen on a game-by-game basis and looking for resources the next day. Another guy was talking about a very aggressive approach to the early part of the season. George, you and I follow the game a long time, and there's that old baseball axiom that I absolutely can't stand. It's always, oh, it's early. It's early. Well, that's nonsense.
Not this year.
It's nonsense in 162, but I'll tell you what, this year, one of the managers said he's going to have his foot on the pedal all the way to the floor from day one, because if he doesn't know how he's going to get their attention 3 weeks in to be able to startle him and jumpstart the team. So I think you're going to see the best handlers of pitchers and the best handler of men, they're going to be the ones to rise to the surface. The one to look out for me, Dave Roberts, for me, is one of the best managers in the game. And I think you're going to see him manipulate the Dodger lineup on a daily basis as well as anybody in the sport.
Okay, we're going to go mailbag. We'll do a little bit of both. Mailbag, and if any of you are out there, get in. 844-5600. Jack, what do you got for him?
Well, Jerry in Spring Hill has a question for him, and it is, what is a realistic pitch count in the first 2 weeks for a pitcher?
Well, we're dealing with a really unique situation. Ordinarily, during the season, it's about 90 the first couple weeks of the year, late March, early April. I think now it's totally individual. One pitching coach told me a couple days ago he's got one guy that can throw 100 and one guy who can only throw 60. So I think what we are going to see is we are going to see a very different situation. The media is not going to have the interaction they normally had, nor will the broadcasters. So as a result, you're going to be able to keep things under wraps really well until the season starts. And I think as a result, we're all going to be surprised that first run through the rotation, that their fingerprints will be all over it. And we'll see whether or not some guys are ready to go full throttle and if other guys have to be cajoled and babied to get into situations.
Ross from Nashville asks, will teams use one of those extra roster spots on a player almost strictly used for speed, i.e. Billy Hamilton? Extra innings rules make it interesting.
I sure would. For that 10th inning, starting off with a man on second, I think it's a brilliant way to do it. I actually did it when I was coaching my daughter to the California State Championship because they had that rule. And I think it's going to be fun as heck, and it's going to be a lot of strategy. The other thing, though, and this is a really good question, Ross, you know that pinch runner late in the game that you didn't want to use sometimes because you're worried about a guy's spot in the batting order coming up again? You know, most of these games, two-thirds, three-quarters of these extra inning games will stop after the 10th. So in the 8th and 9th innings, you are going to be more apt to run for that slower running player, not worried about his spot coming up in the batting order again, simply because it's only going to come up one more time at most. You don't know that under usual circumstances, and I think fans are going to realize that this extra inning rule is actually going to be a lot of fun with a lot more strategy than they would ever expect in the 10th inning of a ball game.
Agreed.
And then finally, Steven from Nashville says, will the 15, 30, 60-day DL injury policy change at all with a condensed season?
Yeah, they've done some changes. I don't have it right in front of me, but the injured list is being altered, and there's also going to be a COVID list, which will allow players to come on and off. So they did adapt. I know they shortened the 60-day DL to, I believe, 30 days, but I don't have all that. But what I will do is next week, Evan, I will talk about it to open up the show.
Okay, Terry, are you still there?
I am.
Now, you know there are a lot of important things going on in the world right now.
Yes.
Okay, the answer to this question is one of them. I posed it a week ago. Danny did not know, but understands the importance. Danny, tell me we're going to have the MLB extra innings package.
Yeah, we are, for sure.
Oh, thank God.
I know that for sure. I checked on that, George, and that's an absolute. It will be in place. It's been reduced, I believe, to a total of either $89 or $99.
Yeah.
And it's been sliced, but I know it's in, and I know it's going to happen. I think the blackout rule is still going to take place, which is a damn shame, but I do know the extra innings package is going to be there, so I know you'll be able to watch your Bravos.
Terry, do you know how big that is?
That's good news, George.
I thought you were going to ask me whether kettle corn was going to be available at some point at the house during games, and I was not prepared for that question, George, if I'll be honest with you.
But I'll tell you what, if you come to Nashville, there'll be popcorn.
If there's popcorn, George, I'm there.
Hey, thank you, as always, for doing this.
You got it. Thanks to the listeners for your questions. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Danny Evans, he's good. He knows his baseball, and we are lucky to have him on this show. We'll go to the final break and then maybe another thought or two as the Big Ten and the ACC start to make it official. Conference games only, dash, if they're lucky. Stay tuned.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Bart Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000. The Southern Air Market combines the hospitality of a New Orleans-style neighborhood grocery with the convenience of a New York City bodega to cater to the needs of downtown Nashville residents and visitors. Located in the Pinnacle Building on DeMumbrian and 2nd Avenue next to its sister property, the Southern Steak and Oyster, the Southern Air Market is the first of its kind in the burgeoning SoBro neighborhood. Drop by to choose from shelves stocked with locally sourced sundry goods and produce. A butcher counter full of fresh meat and seafood, French-pressed coffee, made-to-order paninis, and a bevy of craft brews by the bottle. Don't want to leave the house or office? We also deliver at the Southern Air. Find us on DeliveryDudes.com and OrderUp.com. The Southern Air Market is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5:30. To learn more, visit SouthernAirMarket.com or call 615-490-8077.
The sizzle is real this summer, and the weather won't be the only thing heating up, because right now your chance to win red hot cash is heating up too, thanks to the new Red Hot Instant Games. So the next time you're out, why not pick one up? Then stay in, stay cool, and stay hot with Red Hot Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, summer-escaping fun. Please play responsibly.
Yankee Doodle wanted fun for just a single dollar. Found a jackpot in the millions and began to holler. Lotto America, look it up! The prize is getting bigger. Mind the rules and play today and you could be a winner. Go to town on Lotto America and put the country's hardest working game to work for you. Lotto America, from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. That's 800-648-9175.
Thinking about buying a home or refinancing? Lori Burnett Leland at MortgageLadyUSA.com can help. Listen to what other folks are saying about their experience. John in Birmingham says, quote, Lori helped me walk through each stage of the loan process and ensured I was comfortable with every step we made. She shared her wealth of knowledge and fielded all of my questions regarding my very first home purchase. She's the best. With the power of USA Lending behind her, and over 50 different bank options, Lori Burnett Leland wants to be your mortgage lady. Call her today at 615-969-4350 or visit MortgageLadyUSA.com. Equal housing opportunity, One Vantage Way, Nashville, Tennessee, NMLS number 1088591 and 45370. Licensed in Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
To former Tennessee Titans head coach Jeff Fisher.
Bud wouldn't pay to have a divider put up in the trailer to where we could divide up offense and defense. So we would send the offense next door. Oh, by the way, they shared a building with a pediatrician and a daycare. So
live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Download the WNSR app from your app store and take the George Plaster Show on the go from WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Okay, let's get the very latest on this whole developing college football story. Jack, what do you got?
Yeah, so earlier in the day it was announced that the Big Ten plans to move forward with a nine or ten game conference-only football schedule. Well, in the last hour, the ACC has come out and said that they also expect to do the same. Expect an announcement from the Big Ten around 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Terry, does it not amaze you? I mean, these are grown-ups, and they are scared of their shadow. I can't do anything unless they do it first. Does it not amaze you?
The first one to jump out there, George.
Does that not kind of amaze you, though?
It does. It does, but it's expected.
So, what do we think? SEC going to follow suit, or are they going to play?
I think the SEC will be the last. They will be the last to go down that path. I think, you know, football just, it means a lot more in this part of the country maybe than it does on the West Coast or in the Northeast, especially college football. I think if the SEC will not go down this path unless they feel like they have to.
I think the Big 12's in the same boat with all those schools in Texas and Oklahoma, and obviously there are some big-time implications for Tennessee fans. They plan on going to Norman, Oklahoma to open their season. So,
tell you who I feel sorry for. I've got a good friend who is the head football coach at Tennessee Tech, Dwayne Alexander. And in an interview earlier this year, he told me, he said, going to Minnesota is critical to our athletic department. We got to have that. That's the first thing I thought of when I saw all this. These are definitely different times for sure. Terry, behave, yep. And you have a good weekend. I'll see all you right. Again on Monday.
All right. See you.
Jack.
Same time tomorrow.
You're stuck here with me. Watson Brown will rejoin us. I got a feeling we're going to have a really interesting show tomorrow. You think? You know. See you then.